Hello, Alan speaking.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I am returning your call from Black & Decker as requested. How may I assist you today?
Oh, Vanessa, I got a problem with the battery I just purchased.
Okay.
I'll give you the model number of the battery. Excuse me. LBXR20BT. And this is the first battery that I've purchased with this USB plug on it. A Bluetooth battery. And it doesn't charge. It didn't come with a charger, but I'm using the charger that that fits a similar battery. Just a moment, I'll get that battery for you. I don't have a model number of this battery. Oh, here it is. LBXR20. So, similar models, but one is Bluetooth and has a USB plug, and the other does not. And I'm using the charger from the one that does not, and it just keeps flashing red.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if you can tell me if they're compatible, or is my charger broken, or...
So let me ask you a question. I'm very sorry that you've been inconvenienced in any way. If you and I got disconnected, can I call you back on the 403-915-8681?
Yes, ma'am. Anytime.
No problem. And at this time, I apologize. May I have your first and last name again?
Sure. Alan Johnston. J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N.
So let's look at this. And you said the model number on your battery is LBXR20BT?
That's the one I just purchased, yes.
Right behind that BT, do you see the word type?
No. No, we don't.
On the label?
Not on the on the packaging, and...
No, not going to be on the packaging. It's going to be on the actual battery itself, right behind that model number.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
No, ma'am. Nothing. It says type 4.
Does that, okay.
Is that significant?
Mm-hmm. Type 4, yes it is.
Okay.
And if you turn it over, you should see an engraving and it would have a date code. Can you share that with me as well?
Yes.
So it's sort of like 2018 or 2019.
I did see it at one. Here it is, 2016. Oh, I guess it's been sitting on the shelf for a while. 21-58.
Okay.
It was on sale. Well,
I
and
think
so
that might be part of it.
Oh, I see.
That it's been sitting there, and you said that you just purchased this today, so you still have your receipt?
Yes, about an hour ago.
Okay, was this from a local retailer?
Yes.
So, the very first thing that I would suggest is to take it back, because there's no reason. That battery is
fully compatible with
almost
the charger.
3 years.
Oh, yes, it is.
So it would also take it out of warranty.
Oh, I see. Even though it was purchased just an hour ago, the warranty wouldn't be...
Well, right, but the concern that I have is that battery being so old.
Yes.
And flashing red. So it's telling me that there's something... Flashing red means battery.
Yes.
When you're placing it on a charger. Mm-hmm. So because of the fact that you just got it, it was a local retailer. I have to take it back to the retailer so that we can...
Yes.
Have them to provide you with a brand new battery.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed there's a problem from there, I'm going to give you a case number, though, Alan.
Okay, just a moment. Let me see if I can grab a pencil.
Yes, sir.
Oops. Okay, I am ready.
And that case number, sir, 0927.
0927.
7012.
7012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Now, if indeed you have any problems when you go back to the retailer for them to replace that battery, or if you find when you get home, same thing happens again where they have a date code on there, just give me a call back now so I can, you know, take this to another level for you to get it resolved. But they should actually replace that.
I did ask the retailer if it's any problem to return. They said, no, not at all. So, okay. Good.
Right. And if, like I said, though, and most, it shouldn't be.
Yes.
But if it is, then that with that case number, that's going to be part of our conversation.
Good. Okay.
And then I can move you forward from there. I'm just really sorry that happened.
Oh, well, I'm close to the store, so that no matter.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad of that. That at this time, though, Alan, I'm sorry you've been inconvenienced in any way. Right now, is there anything else we could do for you today?
No, that would be everything. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Then I thank you most of all, though, for calling Black and Decker. Have a very pleasant day. Goodbye.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Thank you.
sign around for one of the girls. It'll probably be what you want.
Doesn't work. It's all black and decker. Explain the situation. I said it is faulty.
Battery is ours. Once we got it started,
that's the right.
The big stand there.
They say you got the one.
Is that the wrong one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case, because like I this morning I drive out of nowhere at 4 a.m. in the morning. I mean, I don't want to. Oh, okay, so you got that
needle one that's going to.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah.
Is it a sports story this time?
Possibly, yeah. It's going to make sure it's people like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got the booster kit of people. Yeah. All of those boost me things. Yeah, they're supposed to be really good. Plus, you can charge your iPads and phones with them.
Let me just run back and check quickly.
Yeah, the battery's probably good either. 130? Yeah, let's forget a good one.
No.
Looks like a crappy one.
That's from outside.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
What's
on that? 189.
Yeah. The real one, everybody.
I have to do gravel the papers. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to call that one. I'll have a Derek. There you go.
You're welcome.
I said I'm going to make one more big popcorn. Derek.
Just
posting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
pins. 1,000 Reinhardt circuit pins. Alvin Reinhardt Fritz Architects.
Yeah.
Alvin, we're talking to him, yeah.
Fritz.
No, it's a different album. So they're looking for an architectural technologist.
Wow.
And it just came up about 3 hours ago on LinkedIn. And Tyson saw it. And he says that he is very close relationship with that architectural firm.
Really?
And so he knows, you know, the jobs that come available there. And so he messaged me, and here's my cover letter.
Okay.
In case anybody wants to read it. I sent it to Tyson to have a look at it. Because one set of eyes looking in one direction can oftentimes make mistakes. So I want his approval before I send it. But that is the architectural firm to work for. Like, I don't think I can get it, because that's in leagues, and I'm not. So, but I will try. Anyway, I gotta eat.
That's what did you not? You said that's something.
Oh, I said that's the big leagues, and I'm not. So, but I gotta eat something.
Well, I sure hope so. I'm gonna leave that.
Mm-hmm. How about keeping your car outside?
It's very cold, Billy.
Sorry?
Is it quit snowing?
Ah, yeah.
And our architect jump. They get more money, don't they?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
No. An engineer would get more money than an architectural technologist. But
okay.
Doesn't matter, that's what I want.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, a little high. To him at one time, eh?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
AFRA. Alvin and Ryan are Fritz Architects.
Yeah, this one.
This is an example. Oh, no. Here we go. This is an example of not being a job. It's a career.
Yeah, man, that's right. It's a career.
So, is it my turn?
No.
Come on. The job that I had at Inland was a job.
Yeah, apparently it was a job. But you want it.
This is not a job, it's a career.
Career.
It's done.
It's going to happen.
Dedicate every stitch that you have
to it.
To it.
Yeah.
Or.
It's going to happen for sure.
I believe you. I got it.
Good.
Come on. Two.
Oh, I didn't want to be some.
Real big in my but you got a whole bunch of cards.
We took a chance.
You too.
Oh, there's some steel in there.
Okay, a lot of pressure. Come out of the kettle?
Wait.
You know, it's kind of dampish out there, right?
Yeah.
That's why it gets really humid. It's kind of chilled. It's just damp. I think ever colder than I was in BC.
Oh.
Even in the summertime sometimes. Mm-hmm. My God.
I've never lived there again.
We got used to it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know you can get used to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That
front, you know, the damn climate's just...
The kids, because they never lived in Brazil. Okay, I'm reading.
So, are you guys trailered up? You could almost hurt your neck here.
What? No, it's gonna be a project, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
the idea of 10 feet,
not gonna happen. I'm gonna go with the bolt holes that I see there. And it's something like 10 feet, 6 3/8 inches or something.
That's a fully extended frame.
That's extended one step less than what it can. I decided not to.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you weaken it, Dave.
Yes.
The longer it is, the weaker it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I kind of don't know what that's probably pretty good metal, really.
Oh, yes. And it's rated for 1,700 pounds.
What kind of those I-beams there, kind of, or not?
C-channels, actually.
Oh, yeah, C-channels, yeah. Still pretty strong.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to... Where the axles are going to be placed near there, I could have allowed about this much overlap and steel, and I thought that's not very much, and so I extended it up to the next set of bolt holes about this long, you know, for the smaller piece to the larger piece of situation.
What's EDDT?
Engineering Design and Drafting Technology.
That sounds good.
That's what you paid for.
Good thing you told me, because I was
not sure.
includes FEA.
Finite element analysis.
Okay.
In other words, finding the weak points of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Six today. Oh, yeah. Okay. I wonder if I'll forget.
So, you, which day was it this
Sunday?
Year? Missed it.
Sunday.
On Sunday? Oh, yeah. Okay. And you were supposed to teach at 6 in the evening? Or not?
9.
9 in the morning. Oh, yeah, yeah.
First derivative.
Yeah. Yeah. Once or something, that would be not good, but mm-hmm. It happens once in several months.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that she and Miles both cut up early for that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, good. Even though I didn't understand it all, that's still. But if you sent it, oh, you're not sending it because of stuff.
It would be sent in the PDF format.
Okay.
Portable document format.
Where'd you find the meat? Cooked meat.
In the fridge.
Well, that's good. I thought there was no cooked meat. That's probably your supper then, eh?
No, it is my supper.
Okay. I better cook that meat for me, for me. Because
there's
our
one more
lunch
piece
is
there.
Not very. We had a long something that you put a zipper at Tim Hortons and it comes out. I don't know.
We had a long thing with a zipper and a coat.
What did we have? A farmer or something. What did we have for lunch? A farmer.
Farmer's wrap, yeah.
Yeah.
It has not just meat in it, it has potatoes. That's why they call it farmer's
meat and potatoes, okay.
Meat and potatoes, but meat and potatoes also goes with any regular breakfast day, well, any, you know.
I guess it would.
And we got a cup of coffee.
Bacon eggs kind of thing.
Please try again.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to get that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You did hear me when I said there's still meat in the fridge.
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay.
I didn't think you could get your pie.
And I was going to ask you, you left a cup from Tim Hortons with the coffee and it's in George's wallet. Did you want it back?
I put coffee in your wallet? Sorry about that.
No, it's kind of in cardboard form.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want it back?
No.
That's why I thought that was yours, because I didn't think you wanted it.
Well,
if we get a car, you can have the car.
All right.
So, but you're going to have to give us your present car if you take the new one.
I'll give you the new one.
Oh, well, then we'll have to sell the new one.
I'll be taking my car.
Okay.
That is part of me now.
Yeah. Good idea.
Not really. They always tell me that I should upgrade.
But I keep telling you,
and I keep telling them that I'm keeping the car until one of us is demised.
Yeah.
One of us goes to its grave. And I don't know which it'll be first, but one of us.
Me and the car.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea. And you're all the same. Because you get money back each year. It would never happen like that.
No. It's such a small amount. It doesn't really...
I know it's not lots. But see, they would rather everybody trade it off so they don't have those payments. But I realize it's not that much. But it's $200-$300, so you may as well have it. You'll have a little more this year because you've got lots of...
That's good. School trips?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Coldale. See any glaring mistakes? Or non-glaring mistakes?
No.
I think you'll get that one. I believe so.
I will honestly tell you, it is out of my league.
I know that.
But I must try anyway.
Yeah,
I've
always got a chance.
Yeah, but they gotta bring on some new people.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't give a chance, you have no hope. No chance.
If I got on with this, I can say with pretty strong confidence that I would try my ass off.
Yeah.
But we shall see. But I can't very well sit on my laurels waiting for something to happen. So, which is why
just keep the trailer thing,
the trailer thing, is a necessity for me.
What are you going to do with the old Sprite?
I'm going to salvage that which can be salvaged from it, and and dismantle the wood on it, and perhaps use some of that dismantled wood in this project here, if I can. And the frame, I will try to find a way to store it over there without anybody taking notice and getting all
bent out of shape,
over it. I pay for the spot that's mine. And there are lots of people who have two things or three things there. There's a guy with a fifth wheel and he's got a little utility trailer parked right in front of him. Yeah. And there's a lot of that sort of thing there.
I'm sure they got four recycles and that.
As far as I'm concerned, anything that'll fit in there with the within the parameters of your space.
They probably pay the same, if the unit is 25 feet long or or 12 feet long, they pay the same amount of money.
It's just the space.
The spaces are all the same, the same size. One guy, of course, built a top over his, eh? He wasn't supposed to do that. I think Mark...
Who is that Japanese guy?
Yeah, told him that he's not supposed to do that.
Mark told him that?
Well, but he's already done, eh? So he just left it. That's all right, I guess.
Well, his grandfather didn't, It's there. I don't think that you're supposed to do that anyway.
No, it's not a garage.
No.
Or a carport.
If you want to put something over top of your caravan, like, some people do, right? A tarp or something.
This one's just a little more solid.
Yeah. But what happens if you decide to use the tarp and put a frame over top of it, and then put that over top of your...
It's not going to work.
Well, that's almost the same as a tarp.
Yeah.
What happens if you decide to jab some spikes in the ground to stop it from blowing away? Well, that's almost the same as a tarp. What if I were to put a tarp there and then take, take the eyelets from the tarp and jab some spikes into the ground? Is that allowed? Well, I'm just putting a tarp over top of my vehicle. That's all I'm doing. So at what point do they not like it? you know, that's all. Just stop complaining, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't think it matters. It shouldn't matter, but I guess if you don't, you know, at least you know, say something about it, then pretty soon people take more and more liberties.
Sure, yeah, it's pretty soon. They're going to store their garbage there. And the old furniture stacked up in the corner and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
and then they
not
have
too
a,
pretty good.
A sale.
Yeah.
By the lake.
Yeah, old furniture sale. It's not like a locker where everything is you can put inside the locker.
No.
Is
there enough meat cooked? People?
I don't know.
That's okay.
Whatever it is, that's fine.
I think.
What if I spray some CLR in here?
I thought, no, just put vinegar in there and boil it.
It doesn't work as well as CLR. Scaling. Yeah. Well, then, I'll let you do that there.
You just have to drink today.
Yeah, that's good. The whole job of CLR.
Yeah, it's
calcium, lime, rust.
Yeah, oh yeah. It'll be all right. You're going to have to make sure to rinse it. Because otherwise,
yeah. Okay, back to the drawing board here.
it going?
Hey, Jim. Not bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Good.
Would you be able to text me your address? I got something for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. I'll do that.
I'm just leaving Codell's. I'll be over in a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I'm assuming you're at home.
I am, yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. Bye. Bye.